Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a dark side jungle Amen break and turning it into something wider, heavier, and way more arrangement ready inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to chop a break and let it loop. We want it to feel like a real centerpiece of the track, with punch in the middle, movement on the edges, and enough variation to carry a full DNB arrangement. If you already know your way around Ableton, MIDI, and arrangement view, you're in the right place. We're going to work like an intermediate producer and think like an engineer at the same time. That means the break has to hit hard, stay controlled, and still leave room for the bass line, the atmosphere, and the drop energy. First things first, choose a solid Amen break. For Dark Side Jungle, you want one with a strong kick and snare, enough head to tail to shape, and some natural roughness or room character. If it already has a bit of dirt, that's not a problem. In fact, that can be a huge advantage. Drag the sample into an audio track, then make sure the timing is locked to your project tempo. A lot of jungle sits around 160 to 174 BPM, and 170 BPM is a really strong sweet spot for that rolling dark side feel. Now, before you start destroying it with processing, get the timing right. That's a big teacher tip right there. If the groove is off, no amount of saturation or width is going to save it. So make sure the transients land where you want them. If the sample has tonal room sound and you want to preserve that, try Complex Pro Warp mode. If it's tighter and more drum focused, Beats mode can keep the transients crisp. Next, we want control. You can slice the Amen to a drum rock, or you can keep it as audio and work with clip edits. For detailed rearranging, slicing to a new MIDI track is super useful. Right-click the clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and Slice by Transients. That gives you individual hits you can move around, mute, duplicate, or swap. This is great for adding ghost notes, snare rolls, and little switch-ups. If you want more of a classic sampled feel, keep the Amen as audio and use warp markers, clip duplication, and cuts to shape it. Honestly, the best workflow is often both. Use the drum rack for detailed hit-level edits, and keep an audio version for the full groove and vibe. Now let's build the core pattern. Start simple. Don't overfill the bar too soon. A dark side Amen can feel huge because of space, not because every 16th note is packed. Keep the main kick and snare backbone strong. Add ghost notes around the main hits, with lower velocities, so they feel like tension rather than clutter. Think of this first pass as the skeleton of the groove. The break should already have attitude before we even start widening it. At this stage, focus on how the break locks to the bass. In Dark Jungle, the drums and bass are a team, but they shouldn't fight for the same space. The drums handle transient energy, texture, and swing. The bass handles pressure and sustained movement. That separation is what keeps the track clean and heavy at the same time. Now let's shape the break with some stock Ableton processing. A strong starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and then utility if needed. On EQ8, clean up the low rumble if it's getting messy. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can help if there's unnecessary sub-energy. If the break sounds boxy, a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz can open it up. If the snare needs a little more bite, a small lift in the 3 to 6 kHz range can help. Keep these moves subtle unless the sample is really problematic. Drum bus is one of the best stock devices for drum weight in Ableton. Add a bit of drive, maybe somewhere in the 10 to 25% range, and use crunch carefully if you want more edge. Transients can be pushed a little if you want the attack to come forward. Be careful with boom. In a dark side jungle context, the break often needs punch, not fake low end. If your bass line already owns the low frequencies, keep the drums focused on impact and snap. Saturator is next, and this is where you can add harmonic density. A few dB of drive can make the break feel thicker and more present. Turn soft clip on if you want to keep it controlled. If the break feels too clean, a more aggressive curve or a slightly dirtier saturation style can help bring out that rough jungle character. The key is not to flatten the transients. We want grit, not mush. Then add glue compressor to stitch the hits together. A small amount of gain reduction is all you need. Something like a 2:1 or 4:1 ratio, with a medium attack and auto release, can tighten the loop without killing the punch. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to make the break feel cohesive. Now for the big one. Width. This is where a lot of producers go too far. The trick is to widen the break without losing the center punch. Keep the kick and main snare body in the middle. Put the stereo energy in the tops, the noise, the crack, the ambience, and the little movement layers. That's the rule. A great way to do this is to split the break into layers. Make a core layer, a top layer, and an ambience layer. The core layer carries the kick and snare body, so keep it mostly mono or at least narrow. You can low pass it a bit if needed and use utility to reduce the width. The top layer is where you can high pass aggressively, open up the width, and maybe add gentle movement with autopan. The ambience layer can hold reverb tails, reverse textures, or filtered echoes, but keep it tucked behind the main hit so it supports the groove instead of washing over it. Here's the important mindset. Don't let the wide layer define the rhythm. The center should still be doing the heavy lifting. Width should decorate the groove, not replace it. If the loop falls apart in mono, that's a warning sign. Use utility to check your stereo image and make sure the break still punches when folded down. Now let's add variation, because a jungle break that repeats unchanged will burn out fast. Build a two-bar phrase, where bar 1 is the main groove and bar 2 is the variation. That variation can be tiny. Add one ghost snare, remove one kick, throw in a little hat roll, reverse a slice into the downbeat, or shift a note slightly for tension. These micro edits make the break feel alive. This is a really good place to think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. In Dark Side Jungle, the drum part should evolve every 1 to 4 bars. That doesn't mean a massive fill every time. Sometimes one missing kick is enough. Sometimes one extra ghost note changes the whole feel. A well-placed silence can hit harder than a crowded fill. If you want more movement, automate the section. Open the width a little in the buildup. Bring in more reverb on a fill. Push the drum bus drive a touch before the drop. Filter the top layer slowly, so the energy feels like it's opening up. These are the kinds of moves that make the arrangement feel intentional and musical. A really solid arrangement shape might look like this. An intro with the break narrowed and filtered, then a main loop with full punch and stereo top end, then a tension section with extra ghost notes and more processing, then the drop with the full break coming back harder. That contrast is what creates impact. Wide feels wider when it follows something narrow. Heavy feels heavier when it returns after a stripped section. Now let's talk drum bus. Route all the drum layers to a single bus so you can glue them together. On the drum bus, a light EQ, a little glue compressor, some drum bus, a touch of saturator, and utility for gain and mono checking can go a long way. Again, keep it subtle. If the bus is pumping too much, back off. If it's losing transient life, ease up on compression. The drums should feel alive, not flattened. And please, mono check everything. This is huge in DNB. Use utility on the drum bus or master and hit mono for a moment. Listen for disappearing snares, hollow hats, or a weak core. If the sound collapses, simplify the widening. Narrow the core more. Keep the low frequencies centered and make sure any stereo effects are living mostly in the higher range. Here's one more pro mindset shift. Treat the amen like a lead element, not background percussion. In Dark Side Jungle, the break has identity. It should read clearly even on small speakers and even when the sub is doing its thing underneath. If the break feels strong quietly, that's a good sign your transient balance is working. For a practice exercise, build a 4-bar section. Bar 1 is the basic groove. Bar 2 adds one extra ghost hit. Bar 3 opens the top layer a bit more or lets the filter breathe. Bar 4 gives you a fill into the next drop. Keep one eye on the arrangement and one eye on the mix. Then mono check it and play it under a simple Reese bass line to hear how the two parts interact. The main takeaways are simple, but they matter a lot. Keep the core punch mono and stable. Widen the top end and ambience, not the whole break. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape, glue, saturate, and control the groove. And make sure the break evolves so it feels like a performance, not a copied loop. If you do this right, your amen won't just sound edited. It'll sound alive, wide, dark, and ready to drive a proper rolling jungle arrangement. That's the energy we're after.